You'll excuse me if there's a little bit of background noise, but I am cooking dinner for my kiddos right now, so you maybe can hear sweet potatoes boiling or the wild crats on in the TV in the background, possibly. But I have a bee in my bonnet, and I really wanted to share it with you. So taking Mint and Thistle in a direction that has been way more empowering and exciting has led to booking a bunch of boudoir clients instead of wedding clients. I sort of talked about that in my last episode, and I'm really excited about it because I feel like I've learned through a lot of my wedding mistakes, and I'm just applying more passion and excitement, but also like more knowledge to my boudoir clients. So I made this form for people who are just starting out, kind of the first step, like getting to know you. And I just wanted to talk about how I wish I'd done this before with other types of clients, but also how absolutely like powerful and humbling it is to read some of these responses and just the absolute rawness and authenticity of these women who are just being honest about their experiences with their bodies and their life and their sensuality and their confidence. So I just sort of wanted to talk about that today for a few minutes. So if you're into that and you want to hear about it, hang tight and we'll dig right in. So this form asks a bunch of questions that are just like, what's your name and how do I get in touch with you? And some like this or that questions, like, for example, one of them is, are you fierce or a quiet observer? Do you prefer sweet or salty? Are you spontaneous or calculated? And those are sort of like gut instinct questions, is like psychology questions, like, what do you see in this ink blot kind of deal? And those are really fun and interesting to look at. But the longer ones that I ask later on ask questions like, when do you feel most powerful? Or when do you feel at your sexiest? Or what are your reasons for choosing to have these photographs taken? And the one that's been blowing my mind is, how would you describe your relationship with yourself? And coming from somebody who suffered from body dysmorphia and just general anxiety over her body for a long time, and somebody who sees other women struggling with this, but also sees this huge opportunity to lift other women up out of that, the responses to the question, how would you describe your relationship with yourself, have literally brought me to tears multiple times in reading them. And I just sort of wanted to talk about some of the amazing things these women have written. My personal answer to that question would be, how do I describe my relationship with myself or my body, mind, and soul? I would say probably disjointed. So for me, it's taken a really long time to streamline my body, soul, spirit, all these things. And it's totally not streamlined, but it's better than it ever was. And most women in my life are empowering, strong women on purpose. So I try to surround myself with people who lift me up and who I can also lift up. Because otherwise, what are we doing with ourselves? So some of the responses, I'm going to read one just sort of directly because it's so amazing. So she writes, I spent most of my life believing that beauty was a direct correlation to your clothing size. I spent many years trying various fad diets and believing that cardio was the only valid form of exercise. Over the past 5 years, my perceptions of physical beauty have changed so much. Now I could care less about the number on the scale. My only desire is to be strong. Strong enough to hike mountains, bike up and down them, and keep up with my boyfriend on the slopes. I would not be able to achieve these goals if I was still worried about whether my pants are a size zero or not. My body is capable of achieving so much more, and that's more important to me now than how small it is. Nowadays, my favorite compliment is being told I am strong. I no longer seek the validation of being skinny. I really legitimately have goosebumps right now. To put this into context, this is a woman who I've known in passing at least since I was probably 15 years old, and I think she's one of the most beautiful people inside and out I've ever met. So just talking about the evolution of our bodies and our minds as we get older, and mind you, I'm only 30, and I think she's younger than that. But just, I hope that, and my goal is, that doing these photos with these women and working towards empowerment helps bring more people along the path of, like, just enjoying what you enjoy, which to me is a direct sign from the universe that I'm headed in the right direction. Because following one's passions, I think, requires self-acceptance, right? Even if they're weird passions or passions you're not strong enough for, like, you gotta work for that. So that relationship with self evolves over time, and I hope that in these photos and in this direction, we'll be exploring a lot more of that. Some other things that women have said in this are things like, I always try to accept my body and myself for what it is, or I always try to handle myself with grace. And those are really wise sentiments. I think that the people who write the shortest amount probably are in a place that's a little more evolved than others, but I think we all have room to get there. So when we talk about relationships with our body and self, and I say self usually with like a capital S, I think it's important to at least acknowledge that you're trying. And so again, another sort of rambly episode, but the heart of it is, it's incredibly inspiring to read these really heartfelt and raw responses that are exposing and real and sometimes really tough. Like, some of them do talk about hating different parts of their body or having moments in time where they just really didn't feel attractive or worth anything. And that just sort of solidifies how I feel about this work, just lifting other people up. And so I'm really excited to move forward with this work. I've got my first shoot with one of these clients scheduled, I think in next weekend. And sort of we're off on a new type of journey. So I just wanted to share some of that empowerment with you, that no matter what your relationship with yourself is now, it can always get better and be more positive, and try to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, especially when it comes to lifting yourself up. And also, if you're curious, I did update the Mint and Thistle website, so if you want to go check it out, it looks a lot more geared towards what we're doing. And thanks for listening and letting me ramble on. Cheers.